Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another day of UK Business Morning. As we kick off, let me share some big news in the private equity world. 2025 is turning out to be a tough year for many private equity firms, right?
Indeed, Alice. The issues seem to stem from over-deploying capital during 2021 and the first half of 2022. With high valuations during that period, many of those investments are likely to underperform. That could cause some funds to struggle with raising more capital. But is it the beginning of the industry's downfall?
That's the question many are asking. While some investors are reducing their exposure, it's only been modest. Take Yale's endowment fund, for example. They've sold some of their private equity interests, but they still consider it a core part of their strategy. So is the sky really falling?
Not quite. The reality is demand for private equity remains strong. High-performing funds are still oversubscribed. And despite the critics, private equity has continued to grow at a remarkable rate. Assets under management have ballooned from $700 billion in 2005 to $6 trillion today. That's a huge jump.
Exactly. For perspective, the number of public companies in the US has nearly halved in the past 20 years. So why is private equity thriving while public markets struggle?
Both companies and investors prefer private markets. Companies avoid the complexities of listing requirements and focus on short-term performance. Investors like the flexibility of selecting companies, management teams, and operational strategies. Plus, private equity often delivers superior financial returns.
Right, private equity has outperformed the Russell 2000 and S&P 600 by more than 3-7 percentage points annually over the past 5 and 10-year periods. So why the consistently dire predictions?
Critics are probably rooting for a decline more than predicting it. The narrative around private equity is unflattering. The stereotype is that they use excessive leverage, strip down companies, fire workers, and sell off pieces.
But let's not forget, private equity firms use leverage on average only half of the capital structure of a company. Real estate transactions use even more. There's nothing inherently evil about debt, but it needs to be prudent.
True, the industry isn't perfect, and mistakes have been made. But the idea that all private equity firms do is slash workforces and strip assets is simply untrue. That strategy would be self-defeating. Buyers would see through any short-term profit boosts.
And the industry's growth and the caliber of CEOs working with private equity firms suggest a different reality. There's potential for even more growth. Private equity's governance model allows for the rapid deployment of proven initiatives.
For example, if a private equity firm decides to share ownership with workers, that could impact hundreds of thousands of employees. It could be just the beginning of more positive changes.
Imagine private equity portfolios becoming innovation hubs for improving workers' lives, enhancing corporate cultures, and delivering stronger returns. Initiatives like boosting employee engagement, providing emergency assistance funds, teaching financial literacy, and developing empathetic leadership are already being explored by firms like KKR.
I have no doubt the private equity industry will continue to grow. It just offers too many advantages. My hope is that more of these advantages extend to workers. Not only could we impact millions of employees, but we could also create better outcomes for investors.
And who knows, maybe it might even get people rooting for us. That's a hopeful note to end on. Thanks for joining us, Lewis. We'll be back with more business insights shortly.